So as I was reading and formulating the sermon for this week, I was intrigued by those examples of people who have come in and out of our lives, or my life, and when reading the Bible, seeing the different examples laid out of courageous leaders or those quiet voices that are heard, and those that are striving to seek justice, that do unexpected things, that have these amazing results, or at least they're good reading lessons for us. We're like, never do that one. Okay, good to know. But observing, it's that quiet observance of being in the background and seeing what needs to be done, and then taking that step to do it. And maybe not even knowing what needs to be done, but answering that calling, that challenge that might come in from a quiet voice. And there are many such examples of amazing characters throughout the Bible. And some of my favorite that I've collected throughout the years. So I love Deborah, the judge that we read in Judges, who unexpectedly has to lead this army because no one else will. And she listens and she's wise. And Jonah and Ruth. And I've added Mary to that, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Because if we know anything of her story, she's always the quiet one at Jesus' feet, listening to him and just absorbing his knowledge. And each time we see her, she's kind of used as like a catalyst, or someone is always trying to get her in trouble, and then there's always some kind of life lesson that they learn instead. Because this week, it's Judas that is trying to get her in trouble. Because as we read, while Jesus was at dinner with Lazarus in their home in Bethany, Martha was serving, and I imagine the disciples were gathered around. But as she comes in, she simply walks up to Jesus, kneels at his feet, and pours perfume on his feet. And then she uses her hair to mop up the excess. But the smell, the richness of that smell of that perfume had to have been just throughout the house. And I like how it was an unexpected action, that she listened to some voice inside of her. I'm going to just assume that it was God's voice inside her telling her to bless Christ this way, to prepare him for the next steps that he was going to take. And we see Judas's, like, his reaction to her action. His reaction is like, well, why couldn't we have sold this perfume for $300, 300 denarii, and given to the poor? If we read further, it's the same amount that he betrays Jesus for. And that has an impact if we think about it. That even he was trying to come off as this great concern, oh, we should give this money to the poor, when actually he just wanted it for himself. And then we get to see Christ's reaction or action to the events, where he protects Mary and he says, leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. And reminding them that he was not going to be with them forever, that his end of the journey was coming up. And this is the first story of that passion, of his telling of the people that he will not be with them, that he is going to his death. And it's through Mary's actions and through her willingness to serve, her willingness to be that silent, quiet voice that responds to the need for him to teach others. And through Mary's unexpected blessing and her actions that she spoke, of her love for him, of God's love that was shined through her so that others might see that honoring him from beyond the act of anointing and allowing room for conversations to take place, for the revealing of things upcoming, and for God to be revealed within Christ to the world. And for us, as we take this example and the examples that we get each and every week, it's finding how it works within us, how it affects us. And for me, it's acknowledging how we show God's love to others and to ourselves. And it's revealing God's grace, that perfect grace made free for us because of that relationship. And to show others that there is still God in within this world, that God is still present and active in our lives. And I was reading another pastor's little blog that he wrote, and I love this line. It says, God's love frees us to love others. So how might we extend that love outward, even in within this hurting world when we feel like we don't have love to give? And then seeking that example that has been given to us from Mary and others and Christ of finding the balance between our actions and words. Amen.